classified AI, courtroom receipts, and humanoid moves. Good morning. It's Saturday, May 2nd, and today's AI story is about power moving in three directions at once: into the state, into the document workflow, and into the physical world. First, the biggest signal in the last day is from Washington. The Pentagon has expanded its roster of AI suppliers for classified use. TechCrunch reports the Defense Department signed deals with NVIDIA, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, and Reflection AI, while The Verge says the broader set of classified use agreements now includes OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, NVIDIA, xAI, and Reflection. The notable omission is Anthropic. That matters because Anthropic had already been involved in classified work, but its dispute with the Pentagon over limits around mass surveillance and fully autonomous weapons has now turned into a real competitive opening for rivals. The big takeaway is that government AI procurement is widening fast, and the buyers increasingly want multi-vendor access instead of dependence on one model company. Second, Meta made a very clear bet on embodied AI. TechCrunch reports Meta acquired Assured Robot Intelligence, or ARI, a humanoid robotic startup building foundation models for robots that can understand and adapt to human behavior in dynamic environments. ARI's team, including co-founders Xiaolong Wang and Laryl Pinto, is joining Meta's superintelligence labs. That doesn't mean a consumer Meta robot is imminent, but it does reinforce the idea that frontier AI labs no longer see robotics as a side quest. Physical world learning is becoming part of the AGI roadmap. Third, Microsoft is pushing agentic AI deeper into professional workflows. The Verge reports Microsoft is launching a new legal agent inside Word for legal teams in the U.S. Frontier program. The pitch is very specific: clause-by-clause contract review, track change awareness, negotiation history, and structured workflows shaped by real legal practice. That specificity is important. Instead of selling one more general-purpose chatbot, Microsoft is trying to package domain trust. In other words, the next wave of enterprise AI may be less about raw model novelty and more about carefully constrained agents inside software people already use all day. Fourth, OpenAI's latest image push is finding its strongest traction outside the usual U.S.-centric narrative. TechCrunch says India has become the largest user base for ChatGPT Images 2.0. Sensor Tower estimates around 5 million India downloads during launch week versus roughly 2 million in the U.S., while global usage growth was comparatively modest. SimilarWeb and Sensor Tower data suggest overall worldwide engagement only ticked up slightly, but some emerging markets showed sharp spikes. That's a useful reminder that AI adoption is no longer one story. Features can plateau in wealthy markets while still exploding in newer ones, especially when they support local languages and social-first creation. Fifth, the Musk versus Altman trial keeps producing new artifacts that matter beyond the courtroom drama. The Verge's updated evidence roundup says newly revealed emails, photos, and internal documents show more of how OpenAI was structured in its earliest days, how much influence Elon Musk had over the original mission, and how worried some early leaders were about control. One striking detail: NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang gave OpenAI an in-demand supercomputer in the early period. The legal fight is still a legal fight, not a product launch, but it is shaping the public record around how one of the most important AI institutions was actually built. And finally, there's a governance signal from Hollywood. On The Verge's reporting, the Academy's new Oscars rules say only humans can receive acting awards, and screenplays must be human-authored. The Academy also says it can ask for more information when generative AI use raises authorship questions. That doesn't ban AI from filmmaking, but it does show major cultural institutions moving from vague concern to operational rules. So the unifying theme today is this: AI is getting formalized. Governments are putting it onto classified networks. Big platforms are buying robotics talent to move it into the physical world. Office software is narrowing it into job-specific agents, and institutions that govern culture are finally writing rules around it. One business idea, build an AI procurement and governance intelligence platform for regulated buyers. The product would track model vendor restrictions, contract language, deployment eligibility, red line policies, and competitive openings across defense, healthcare, finance, and legal. The customers are enterprises, public sector integrators, and law firms that need to compare what each model vendor will and will not allow before they commit budget. Why now? Because the Pentagon-Anthropic split, Microsoft's vertical agents, and the spread of workflow-specific AI all point to a world where buying AI is no longer just buying capability. It's buying permissions, risk posture, and long-term flexibility. The defensibility comes from proprietary policy mappings, contract benchmarks, and workflow integrations that turn messy vendor positioning into something procurement teams can actually use.